This past year has been dramatic politically for Chicagoans. One of the city's politicians is ascending to the White House, and another is descending into scandal. We asked some people at Daley Plaza in downtown Chicago how they're dealing with the transition from Barack Obama's victory to the possible downfall of Rod Blagojevich.
It makes us look bad. Like, everybody already thinks, like, oh, you know, gangster city, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, all of a sudden we have all this crap. It just makes us look even worse.
I don't think it says anything about Chicago, per se. It's individuals. So you can't characterize a city by what one person does or doesn't do.
Politics is going to be politics, but, you know, obviously we should not let this distract from what's happened as far as the electorate overwhelmingly choosing Obama.
It bothers me because everyone was so excited about Chicago. Now it just makes us look like we're a bunch of corrupt, like, state again after we just had all this with Obama. It's kind of demoralizing, but, I mean, what are you going to do? We got fooled.
Blagojevich represents the old-time Chicago politics, you know, that we're all very familiar with and pretty much realize that it's pay for play sometimes. And Barack is separate from that and is above that.
Some commentary from downtown Chicago. We heard from Mary Hollis, John Carnavis, Gary Wilson, Michael Goldwater, and Megan Horry.